Hello there, my friend. I'm Ron LeGrand, and I want to personally thank you for taking the initiative to order this information. I know you've got a lot of things to think about nowadays, and your time is important to you. You probably get a lot of stuff in the mail. I know I do, but frankly, I'm a guy who likes to cut to the chase myself. I learned a long time ago not to try to get people to do anything they don't want to do, so I'm going to use this CD to lay out the facts about my quick-turn real estate school and why I think you should attend and what you get with it. Then I'll take away your risk and do my best to make it easy so you can make an intelligent decision. And I'll also discuss the basic fundamental requirements to succeed. First, I guess you should know who I am and what qualifies me to ask you to invest your time and listen to this CD and read the enclosed materials. I'm even willing to set my massive ego aside and concede that you probably never heard of me before. Well, I've been around for a long time, but frankly, I've been so busy making millionaires all over America and Canada, I've just never felt the need to plaster my face all over the late-night television. In a nutshell, I'm the nation's leading expert at buying and selling houses quickly and turning them into cash profits. I'm the best in the world at what I do, quite modest too. If you're interested, you could read my story in my new book, How to Be a Quick-Turn Real Estate Millionaire, which you can get in bookstores or online. I started back in 1982 when I was working in a service station just trying to make a living, just getting by. I was 35 years old, and frankly, I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do with my life at that point. And I was just trying to make some money to put some food on the table, living paycheck to paycheck, spending about 110% of what I was making. I'd come home every day with grease under my fingernails and burnt hands from working in the hot sun on people's cars all day, and I just didn't know. I didn't have a vehicle. I didn't know how to make any real money. I spent my time making a living, walking over the dollars to get to the dimes. Then one day I saw an ad in the paper that said, come learn how to buy real estate without using your money or your credit. And that certainly appealed to me because I had no money or credit. In fact, I'd filed bankruptcy a few years prior, and I just never knew you could buy real estate without using your money or credit. So I went down to investigate at a seminar one evening at a hotel, and a gentleman stood up on the stage and told me why I should be in this workshop this coming weekend. If I had $450, they'd show me how to buy real estate with no money down. Well, it sounded good, and something told me I really needed to be there because I figured I could probably find a way after sitting there for 2 days to make it work for me. But I had one little problem. Actually, I had 450 of them. So I didn't have the money. So I went out and I started looking for ways to raise the capital. I actually borrowed the money from two different friends to attend that two-day workshop, but I did make it. I showed up, and little did I know that those 2 days were the beginning of a whole new lifestyle for me and my family and thousands of other people that I've touched since. In fact, I look back on that workshop and thank God that I decided, because if I had decided not to go, it would have cost me so much money and my family so much money, and it would have been so much easier for me to say no. It would have been the path of least resistance to say, well, I just can't afford it. I'm not going to go. But I did. Something compelled me to show up that day. Now, I wasn't looking for a life-changing experience. Frankly, I was just looking for a way to put some groceries on the table, a way to make more money. But I sat in that class for 2 days, and no, I didn't learn how to go out and build a great big real estate empire. Those 2 days didn't teach me most of the stuff that I needed in my later years to create the business that I have, but it got me started in real estate. Gave me the inspiration, the spark that I needed to know that that's what I wanted to do. And sure enough, that's what I did. It was 3 weeks after I attended that workshop that I went out and I did my first little quick turn deal. I made $3,000. That's all, just $3,000 on that deal. But for me, it was a life-changing $3,000. In fact, I remember like it was yesterday. I called my boss and I said, I'm up in my income, up yours. And I haven't been back since. And that was a beginning for me. During the next 2 years, I went out and I bought over 276 rental units. I was a madman on fire. 276. 200 of them were Section 8 HUD tenants. And frankly, all I did was create a big mess. Now, I acquired over $1 million in equity. Sure enough, I was a millionaire on paper. But I sat down to pay my bills one day and realized my outgo was bigger than my income and my upkeep was becoming my downfall. So I said, Ron, something's wrong with this program. I started looking at what I'd done, and frankly, it took me 5 years to clean up the mess that I made in the first two because I didn't have the foundation I needed to build the business right. I'd built my business on a house of cards, not a solid foundation. I didn't know why I was buying them. I was just in a feeding frenzy trying to make more money because, you see, they told me in that seminar that if I go out and buy properties and put tenants in them, that pretty soon I'd wake up rich. Well, that was sort of true, but they didn't tell me what I had to go through from the time I started to the time I'd experienced that so-called wealth. Ultimately, I started looking at real estate from a different point of view, from a cash flow point of view, from an instant cash, give me money now point of view. Cash today, not way off in the future. Cash when I needed it, not cash tomorrow where I might not even be around to spend it. I started creating systems over the years, turning single-family houses into cash quickly. And I've adapted these systems and perfected them and developed the ability to pass them along to others. And I'm proud to say that I've helped thousands and thousands of people around the United States and Canada and other countries I can't even pronounce since my humble beginnings back in 1982 with my first seminar. Now, since that time, I've bought and sold over 1,600 single-family houses, and just so you'll know, I still do it right up to this very day. And I have numerous commercial projects going as well. As busy as I am, I'm still buying and selling houses. I guess once it gets in your blood, you just can't get it out. It's been very good to me, and it can change your life as well if you'll take a little bit of time to learn the basics and apply them.